Hey everyone, welcome back to the Your Fearless Choice NBA podcast. I'm your host, Devin, joined as always by Chris. How you doing today, Chris?
Doing good, man. How are you? It's Wednesday. Nice big NBA slate. A lot of small sports going on over here. Yeah, just ready to dive in.
Yep. Excited baseball tomorrow. So on that note, today will be our debut live YouTube stream for baseball. We'll be discussing tomorrow's slate because it kicks off early. So make sure you check that out, 8 o'clock tonight on YouTube. Give us a follow, give us a like, hit that alert button because we do schedule everything out. So you'll get alerted and reminded, hey, you know, we've got a YouTube stream coming tonight. So in-depth look at the slates, our top pitchers, position by position, GBP stacks, probably some prize picks. So lots and lots to go over. Where baseball season is going to be awesome. We'll be mixing in some NBA into some of those live streams as well, some hockey, etc. So really excited about that. That's kind of the age of our YouTube days are upon us. So very excited about that. So
yeah, and Pete's been following spring training, so he's 4 weeks in compared to where other people rushed. Are just now. Yeah, most people are just now starting to look at baseball, and Pete's been doing it for. Since spring training started and been crushing. So, I mean, he's got a leg up of everybody. So if you haven't been playing spring training baseball, watch the stream tonight and you should be have a good first couple of days.
Yep. We've been one of the few to cover spring training and it's gone really well. I mean, outside of the occasional pitcher blow up, which happens during spring training, I mean, Pete's cashing literally every single night and the majority of our members are as well. So, yep, make sure you check that out tonight. Follow along with baseball. I have a feeling it's going to be a really, really big season. So excited about that. Well, let's go ahead and jump into tonight's NBA slate. The biggest news on the slate, Lowry was just ruled out, but that's not that big because he's been out, so the prices around him are adjusted. But the big news here is Donovan Mitchell is out for personal reasons. Not sure why, how long, but for sure he's missing tonight. And the Utah guys are all very affordable, kind of in this mid-range pricing on both sites. But, you know, you're taking out Donovan, who's been just playing out of his mind lately, carrying a lot of this offense. So now all that usage, all those points, all those assists have to go elsewhere. So expect Utah to be very popular tonight due to that news.
Yeah, they will be.
Yep, so let's go ahead and dive right in. We're going to use FanDuel positioning as always, position by position. We'll overlap with some DraftKings here. So starting on point guard, as I mentioned, Utah, we start off right off the bat. We've got Jordan Clarkson, Mike Conley. Clarkson's only 5K on FanDuel. It's entirely too cheap. He's listed at point guard now. That's a free spot. You got Conley at 6K. Should be popular too. Very affordable there. And then over on DraftKings, they're both under 6K, Clarkson at 5'5", Conley at 5'8". So I think that's where most people will be starting their lineups tonight.
Yeah. I mean, the prices on Clarkson and Conley on DraftKings are, I mean, still under 6K with no Donovan Mitchell. That's a lot of usage at the guard position for both these guys. So, I mean, if that's where you're starting, then that's a pretty damn good starting spot, in my opinion, especially against a faster-paced Memphis team.
Yeah, Clarkson for sure on FanDuel is just that's 5K. That's easy. You know, if you don't want too much Utah and you wanted to fade Conley over on FanDuel, you could pair him with a Luka as your payup option. You know, CP3, Ja Morant. We talked about Brogdon the other day, how consistent he's been. There are some other options, but I expect Conley to be pretty chalky here, even on FanDuel. Over on DraftKings, you do have Harden listed at point guard only at 10-9, so that's your payup option. But again, you got that multi-position eligibility, so you can swing Clarkson to the two. And then, of course, you've got guard and utility spots, so you can still play Harden, Conley, and Clarkson. No big deal, not hard to do. And then we've got Fred VanVleet coming in listed at point guard eligible on DraftKings at 7,700 with Lowry already ruled out. I expect Fred to climb up a little bit here on DraftKings at that price.
Yeah, I think it's too cheap, especially against OKC. I mean, I don't want to say Toronto's thrown in the towel, but they're definitely not trying to win as many games, which is kind of shown on Van Fleet. But with no Lowry tonight against OKC, he should be in line for a lot of work, a lot of usage.
Yep. And then your cheap option, another cheap option would be Saven Lee for Detroit. Our guy, decent match.
I'm going to keep playing him.
Yeah, I mean, he's still only 4,300, so that's still a really nice play. He is absolutely in play here.
When he gets the minutes, man, he like when he doesn't have to split it with Smith or anybody like that, I mean, the kid can score. I mean, he had 19 real points last game.
Yep, so we project him at nearly 6x return at that price. So certainly a viable play, just another point guard you can have in your mind. All right, swinging over to shooting guard. I mentioned Fred. Fred is listed at shooting guard on FanDuel. I expect him to be pretty chalk there at 7,400. And then on DraftKings, you have to say, okay, do I want Fred and Harden, or do I want Fred in a pay down, or Harden in a pay down? Because you've got Mikiliuk should be starting for OKC still. He comes in at just 3,700 on FanDuel. Very cheap. OKC is actually missing a lot of bodies, so he's gonna get the run here at near minimum price. Very strong play. And then you've got Joe Ingles again. No Mitchell. He's listed at the 2 on FanDuel at 5,500. Those would be the main four I think are going to see ownership. I will say we'll have to keep an eye on Chicago news because LaVine is questionable and Coby White is questionable. So at both point guard and shooting guard, we may get some random punts thrown in here as well. But that's just, we're going to have to wait and watch with that. It would be Arcionado and Satoransky would be the guys getting the boost for Chicago. So I do want to make sure I did mention that.
Maybe a little bit of Denzel Valentine too, but he's not anybody I'm rushing out to play.
yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, that's as of now, if those guys do play, I'm looking at those four over on FanDuel. On DraftKings, we've got, again, Clarkson carries shooting guard eligibility. We've got Diallo coming in at 4,600. He's swapped over. He's with Detroit now. Comes in at 4,600. We already know they're a little bit short as well at the guard position. Having traded away Wright and with Smith, I believe, already ruled out. He carries shooting guard eligibility. Joe Ingles, who I talked about, does carry shooting guard eligibility on DraftKings. Mikiliuk as well as your punt options still on DraftKings, 4,200. Fred carries shooting guard eligibility. That's mainly who I'm looking at here. How about you? Well, I guess Gary Trent can be thrown in there as well with Lowry rolled out.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at Gary Trent for sure. I was a slate late on Dalio. I was like, oh, I'm going to get him at low ownership in one of his first games with Detroit against Brooklyn, and he only played 19 minutes and scored 8.5 fantasy points, so that was kind of sucky. And then last game, he goes off and scores 43 fantasy points. So a little upset about that one, but I was like, oh, I'm going to get ahead of the field here because I know this kid can play. But you kind of nailed most of it. For OKC, we got to watch the news for Ty Jerome. He just popped up questionable. That's 30 minutes that is going to have to be filled. If he's out, then I like Mikiliuk, or however you say his name, a lot more. Because, I mean, they have nobody. They're out a ton.
Oh, yeah. And Pokusevski has been rolled out. So that just.
Yeah, I'm getting to my favorite play of the slate. Like yep. The other night, the Gafford, I got another one of these guys that should be hopefully low owned. Gafford did really well the other night until he rolled his damn ankle. He was on his way to 30, 35 fantasy points. And then he rolled his ankle and now he's out. So
yeah, he's out. I got like another 10, one. 10 days.
Yeah, which sucks.
You got one at guard here, or is it a different position?
It's a forward. I'm going to say it's a.
Okay. All right. So we'll get there. Yeah. But yeah.
They're short. So.
Yeah, very short. Yep. Yep. Especially if Ty Jerome misses. That just is going to solidify Mikiliuk's role here. So he's a pretty strong play on both prices, or both sites.
Yeah,
and again, we'll have to watch on that Chicago news. If those guys are ruled out, just know that some Chicago value is going to pop as well. So, and that would be why. All right, moving over to small forward, we've got Jimmy Buckets headlining the position at 9K and 88 between the two sites. strong price. You know, he's when on the court, he's missed some time here and there this year, but man, he's been good this year. Certainly got to like him, and Miami needs to win like now.
Yeah, they're cutting it close.
Yeah, they went all in at that trade deadline, and they're not even really in a safe spot yet. So
they're a game above the Pacers, who are a 10 or a game, you know, they're a game above the Pacers for the 9 seed, tied with Boston and Atlanta with 9 games back, and the Knicks are the 5 seed. So I mean, they're within striking range of honestly 4th, but they need to win. I mean,
yep.
And they need to win this game. This is a big game against Indiana. If they lose, they fall behind Indiana.
Yeah, big game for both sides. So I like Jimmy here. I think he's gonna really have to show up. And with a lot of these mid-range plays, these Utah guys in the 5K range, it's gonna be harder to get up to, you know, Giannis, Harden, Luka, for instance. So you may end up in that Butler range, you know, 9K-ish range, and that's a strong play if that's where you land.
See, I'm okay with landing with Butler. I mean, he's going to get you 40-plus fantasy points. I mean, it's almost a guarantee. The games he doesn't, he gets 35, 38. But he also has 60-point upside at 8,800 and 9K on both sides. I think I'd rather pay up for him because of all the other, like you just said, the mid-tier value that we're going to get today that allows, you know, with people being out. So I think I'd rather play Butler over the Lukas and the Hardens tonight.
Yep, I think that's going to be where it depends. If we get some more news that opens up some punt value, then you may see more of the, you know, high-end plays. But at the moment, that kind of mid-range with Butler makes a lot of sense. Also at the position, we have Kevin Porter Jr., who does look to be in a pretty big spot if Wall were to be ruled out, which he is questionable. If he's out, he's still only 5,500 over on FanDuel. He'd get a boost. We've also got Bogdanovich for Utah. Again, this all stems off Mitchell being out, literally a boost to all of these guys. FanDuel, small forward to spot, I'm probably going to wait, see where I land, because, you know, nothing is jumping out here. We've got options up and down the pricing spots here. We'll see if any news changes things. Even like a Justin Holiday, if McDermott and Lamb were to be out because both are questionable right now, that would be a boost to him at 3,800. So there's a lot of options all the way from, you know, 3,800 with Holiday up to like a Kuzma at 72, OG's, you know, 66 with Lowry rolled out. So that's a position I'm going to wait and come back to on FanDuel. On DraftKings, Diallo has small forward eligibility. Ingles does. Royce O'Neal, who's a guy we've liked all season long, he's only 4,200 here. That's a really nice price. He carries small forward eligibility on DraftKings. Bogdanovich, I mentioned, he carries small forward. Gary Trent Jr. Those are the main guys I'm looking at here.
I'm the same way. You can't rule out Bay either with all those guys out for Detroit. Goes back to, honestly, one of my favorite teams to play in DFS now is Detroit. You got to take a good, strong look, and I know it's going to sound crazy, and this is more of a GPP play, but Jaden McDaniels for Minnesota, he went off last night, but I went and looked at his log and his minutes. He's seen 30-plus minutes in the last 3 games, 29 the game before. So it looks like he's carved out a nice little role for himself. He scored double-digit fantasy points in 3 of his last 4, and the one time he missed, had 9 fantasy points. Still only at 4,300. I mean, you could do worse than that. I mean, he's getting 33, 35, 38 minutes a game.
Yeah, I mean, minutes are nice, that's for sure. His teammate, actually, Jordan McLaughlin, listed at point guard as another guy, pun eligible. For Minnesota, worth mentioning. All right, let's move over to the 4. Oh, by the way, the Bay price on FanDuel is pretty nice at 4,800, so especially strong FanDuel play. Moving over to the power forward, though, we've got Isaiah Roby. We already mentioned OKC, very short here. It comes in at 5K on FanDuel, 54 on DraftKings. Nice price. Who is your other OKC little sneak here?
I've played in the last 2 slates. He's gotten 20 to 22 minutes. He's 3,100. Josh Hall, he's been playing pretty well. With no, what his name is, we're not even going to try to say it. If with him being out, Josh Hall, Josh Hall is pretty, he's a decent player. They're trying to see what they have here, you know. So I think they're going to give him a little bit more minutes. He's seen 20, 22 the last two, scored 11 fantasy points in both of them, but now with this other guy out, that he's going to have more usage and more everything else. 3,100, I like him. I'll have a lot of him. Just like I had a lot of Gafford the other night, I'll have a lot of Josh Hall tonight in my in my MME lineups, just because it allows a lot more.
Yeah, and they're super short, so makes sense. They're going to need him.
So that's just, you know, it's just one of those gut feelings, like the Gafford play the other night. Like I said, Gafford was on his way to a 30-point night before he rolled his ankle. So I think with him being a rookie, OKC throwing the towel in, guys being out, they're shorthanded. Why not run this guy 30 minutes and see what he can do?
Yep, absolutely. Moving on to power forward, we've got Julius Randle, your pay-up option, on FanDuel at 9,300. What a season that guy's having. Jeremy Grant, pretty cheap on FanDuel at 66. Siakam comes in really affordable on DraftKings at 7,700. I'd expect him to shoot up here now with the Lowry news. Him and Fred both come in at 7,700. Very strong price for both.
Yeah, today just, man, with all these prices, it really just feels like a mid-tier day. Like, there's no reason to try to jam in Giannis or even Luka. They've both been struggling. I mean, the only ones that I'm super excited to play is Harden because he's just so consistent. But the other studs, I'm just kind of like, man, I'm going to live at the under 9K range and just load up on these mid-tier studs.
Yeah, we've got Siakam, Fred, Butler, all 9K below in strong spots. Even Rudy, who we'll get to, coming in at 8,100 is a nice play. So we do have Giannis is your payoff option. Again, I don't see the builds really leading towards him at the moment. You know, we'll see. Plus, it's Lakers, so even though they're banged up, they still play strong defense. They're playing slower. Most of their games are pretty low scoring right now, especially in the modern NBA. You know, a couple of the last, I think the last two games they've won have been under, you know, or under 100 points, which is crazy. That doesn't happen very often anymore. So just not rushing out to play anybody from that game, really.
He is your pay-up option. Have you been watching any of the Milwaukee games? Are they kind of taking it easy on Giannis? Or what's going on?
I don't know what's going on,
man. The dude was a walking 60-burger every time he stepped on the floor in his last three. He hasn't even reached 50, and the other two, he didn't even reach 40. So I don't even know what's going on with him.
Yeah, I can't really figure out what's going on with this team in general. You know, Middleton, for example, looked like he had taken that next step and was, you know, legit star, and then he kind of fell off, and Giannis was unstoppable, and now all of a sudden, I don't know what's going on.
I'm just not jumping up in joy paying 10-5 for Giannis for him to score 46 fantasy points.
Yep, so, which is crazy, because 10-5 is actually really cheap for him, but he's just not at the level we need him to be right now, so. GPP, sure. Cash, I think you're better off fading him until he rights the ship, especially in this matchup. It's just not the best DFS matchup. So, moving on, we do have Siakam on FanDuel as well, 8,300, certainly in play. His DraftKings price is certainly better. Sabonis, the guy we always like playing. You know, his price is right though after the blatant misprice for what, a month to start the season. Yeah. I mean, we played that dude every game for a month. It might have even been longer. Those are the main guys I'm looking at. Royce O'Neal, 4,600. But again, you can't only play so many Utah guys. So on FanDuel, some other guys make a little bit more sense with the pricing. Let's move over. Let me overlap with DraftKings really quick. Royce O'Neal, speaking of, 4,200. That is a nice price, though, on DraftKings. He's a couple hundred cheaper on DraftKings. He does carry power forward eligibility. Siakam, I mentioned, Roby, Bogdanovich. Again, those are probably the main guys I'm looking at here. Your punt that you mentioned certainly in play as well. Does he carry more than just the power forward tag?
just power forward, which kind of sucks. And I'm almost to the point where I think they're going to start him tonight. I mean, they know what they have in Roby. I have that gut feeling. I don't know. I really like him tonight. I've played him the last two, and I've been pretty pleased with the 11 fantasy points because he's taken good number of shots. If he can get some more shots going down, then I think he'll have a bigger fantasy night.
Yeah, I mean,
this is just a gut call, but I mean, if he starts, I mean, I'm almost inclined to say, I mean, you have to look at him in cash because of his price and what the upside he can bring.
Yeah, for sure. So Josh Hall, certainly another power forward to have on your list, especially if you're looking for a punt, that would be an option. All right, let's finish out.
And you heard it here first.
That's right. Let's finish out with center here. We've got a couple of our favorites here. We've got Robert Williams and Moses Brown. Both are certainly in play. Both are under 7K on FanDuel. Robert Williams has actually dropped a little bit over on FanDuel. Gets a good matchup with Dallas. We talk about Dallas all year long. They can't rebound for shit. Robert Williams coming in at 6,300 on FanDuel is a very nice price. Certainly worth considering. We also have, I know I talked about staying away from this game, but Andre Drummond is going to start tonight. He's only 5,200 on FanDuel. Starting for the Lakers.
5,200?
Yeah, he's only 5,200. I have no clue what his minutes are going to be like, what his fitness is like. He hasn't played in, what, a month? But he's only 5,200. The dude averages 1.48 fantasy points per minute. So that's certainly somebody that I'm going to be taking a long look at tonight.
No, I agree. Check your messages. I gotta hop off. Sorry.
Okay, no worries. I will go ahead and finish things up. Thank you, Chris. So yeah, Robert Williams, Moses Brown, Rudy Gobert is your pay up option. Again, Andre Drummond, especially if we get some, you know, word on some minutes here tonight. You certainly got to take a real look at him tonight at 5,200. Let me see what his DraftKings price is really quick. Because, again, he's got – so he's 7,800 on DraftKings. So that's what he should be. But 5,200 on FanDuel is just really, really cheap. So certainly if you don't like your builds with Robert Williams, I would really, really look at Andre Drummond. It'll be interesting to see if his projected ownership increases throughout the day. Over on DraftKings, we've got – a couple options here. Siakam carry eligibility, Roby carry center eligibility, OG Anunoby actually carry center eligibility coming at 6,300. That's kind of nuts. He's a small forward on FanDuel. Rudy Gobert, again, kind of that mid-range option. Karl Anthony Towns has been playing really, really well. He's your payoff option at 9,800. Porzingis is another guy who's been playing well. He comes in at 7,900 carry. He does carry center eligibility. DraftKings has been much quicker to price up Moses Brown and Robert Williams on DraftKings. They are in play, but they're really more FanDuel pricing plays, especially with guys like Siakam and Roby carrying that center eligibility. Bam is another guy who 8,200 is a viable play. So, somebody else you can look at, have on your radar, worth considering. And to round things out with favorite GPP plays, Chris mentioned Josh Hall, especially if he starts, that becomes a nice one. See what else we've got here. I really like Diallo for Detroit at that price. Really Detroit in general. To steal from Chris, Saven Lee is a really nice price. The Utah guys obviously are going to be popular for good reason. They have really nice ceilings tonight. Kyle Anderson at 5,200 is a guy that is very capable at that price of random really big outings. Certainly like him tonight. San Antonio's a little bit. Lonnie Walker's been ruled out, so some San Antonio cheap guys are certainly in play as well. And then, you know, your usual suspects, Harden, guys like that, always in play. Porzingis has been playing well. Guys like that have nice high ceilings. So, all right, well, with all that being said, We'll catch you next time and good luck.